Do you like conspiracies?
Only for their entertainment value?
Well, you've come to the right place.
Here, we talk about the four-letter word, conspiracy.
And we also make jokes about them.
Welcome to What the Conspiracy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to WT Conspiracy, a.k.a. What the Conspiracy, with your co-host, Peaswad, which is me, and my guy,
Sleepy.
He's sleepy.
Always sleepy. I'm not Mr. Sleepy today. We're not as formal today. So we're just hanging out, having a beer. Been a long week of work, so.
Have you considered doing a TV show? Like, It's Always Sleepy in Atlanta?
Yeah. No, I haven't.
That'd be.
I mean, there is like on Twitch, there's like a sleeping section where people just watch people sleep.
Oh yeah,
maybe I'd be, that's like just like natural ability for me. I could just do that going forward. And just people just let us know, do you want to watch me sleep for like 13 hours a day? Because I can totally do that if you're willing to pay me enough. I'll bite that bullet.
Yeah, exactly.
For 13 hours a day, give the people,
I'm sure
that
you could do some smart stuff too, you know, where it's like your camera is turned off until somebody gives you money or something, and then it's like it turns it on for however long the money was.
Yeah. Like, as long as there's like no alarms, if I'm going to be asleep, I don't want to get woken up. So,
yeah, leave me alone, please. Mm-hmm. Let me snore this one out. But everybody, we are back again. This is episode 9, and welcome to it. Just so everybody knows, we are at WT Conspiracy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Our email address is WT Conspiracy. He's dancing. For those that didn't know, he was just dancing. We have videos on our YouTube account. And then if you want to see all of our stuff, go to our link tree where it has all that information. So it's whatever. Hold on. I will tell you specifically this time what it is. It is linktr.ee. I don't know why they just didn't go with linktree.com.
Yeah, why they got to make it? Why they got to make it complicated?
So it's linktr.ee. So it's Linktree, but you put a dot in between R and the E's, / WT Conspiracy. That will then take you to where you can watch the podcast on YouTube, where you can listen to it, or TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. So boom, 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 there's that. But with that being said, Sleepy, we've been kind of busy, haven't we? Both of us?
Yeah, we've been really busy. I think it's been over a week since we put an episode out, mostly because...
Yep.
I know you've been busy. I think your wife was traveling again. And then on my side.
Yep, she was gone.
You know, we've been dealing with basketball tournaments for my daughters, which the regionals, I mean, the districts didn't go well like we thought they would. So we are done, unfortunately, with basketball season. So we're finished with that. We did jump right into volleyball season for my youngest daughter, though. My middle daughter doesn't do any other sports but basketball. So she's just kind of waiting on basketball camps to start opening up in the spring and the summertime is what she'll start doing.
Right.
But this will be my youngest daughter's first year playing volleyball. And I've been to a couple of practices and and it's going to be an interesting year with all the girls involved. So when they serve, the net's awfully far away, put it that way. It's a ways to go. But
I mean,
it's only their third practice. They'll get it figured out.
Does she have anybody who can tutor her or help her? Like, are you good at volleyball?
That would actually. I used to play a lot of sand volleyball in my early 20s. The first year that the county I live in, they had a volleyball program. I coached they had to combine age groups because there were so little people. So I coached like the youngest age group our first season of volleyball in our county, which it was interesting. We didn't do horrible. We didn't do great. You know, kind of middle of the road type team. But yeah, so me and her have been working in the front yard and the backyard on bumping, setting, serving. That's really all she needs to learn right now. No one's spiking because the net is the net for these kids might as well be on the moon because it is so far up. They're all so short.
I guess they are young. You know, your kid's not terribly old. Was she like
10.
12
She's
or something?
10. You said? The younger one's 10.
10.
Yeah, so these are 10.
The younger one's 10.
Yeah, these are 10-year-olds. So there's no one's going to be doing any spiking.
God.
This is just basically teaching them, just get the ball over the net. Just
you have 3 hits, hit the thing over the net. Otherwise, go home.
Not even in 3. Just do it in 1. Just because if somebody tries to hit it and no one can pass yet. Just get it over the net when it comes to you. That's the goal.
It sounds like a Three Stooges situation, you know? Like, it sounds like it'd be hilarious to watch.
We'll see.
Like, little kids playing basketball, too, I think the same thing. But, yeah, my wife has been pretty busy, too. She went on what the Air Force calls a TDY. She had to go, I don't remember where she went, New Mexico. And then after she got done with that, she was home for, like, 5 days, 4 days, mm-hmm. something like that. And then she had to go down to Texas because her best friend got married. So congrats to her best friend, Ari, and mm-hmm. her husband, Josh.
Sweet, sweet.
I never met him, so I'm pretty sure that's right. If it's not, then I'm sorry. But yeah, and then we finally got able to get together today, mm-hmm. so we are recording now. So we do apologize for not putting up consistently like we have been, but at the same time, we are both middle-aged men who are married with children.
Yep.
Not married to each other, but, you know, polyamory... It is what it is. Yeah. So whatever.
So I mean, it's we have free time when our family lets us have free time, and unfortunately,
exactly.
we get pulled in a lot of different directions. So it's, but yeah, you know, yeah. we have today. Hopefully, we have a day here in the next few days. Do another one, you know. But we'll see. Well, we'll see how that goes.
Well, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? What's coming up? That
I don't know if anything. Knows. Sleepy Palooza starts Sunday. So
Sleepy Palooza in Sleepyville.
In Sleepyville, where I live. So Mr. Peaswad here, I'm gonna go pick him up from the airport on Sunday. And then we get to play video games and have some of these and do whatever we feel like for a week because I'm on vacation.
And it's not gonna be a lot. I'm telling you, like, confidently.
See,
it's not gonna
be
a lot.
My wife does not believe that you're going to be okay with just hanging out with me all day just playing video games.
Oh, my God.
Because when I take vacations, I'm completely fine with just sitting around playing video games all day. And she's like, there's no way this guy's going to want to do that. Just I keep telling her, I was like, that's what he says he wants to do. And I said, if that's what we're going to do, this is going to be an incredible vacation.
I am 100% serious that when I say it, like, I kind of want to hit about 12 hours of video game play per day that I'm there, if possible.
That sounds amazing. You know, and plus,
I don't want anything else.
Our state knows you're coming. It was 80 degrees Sunday here, a little over 80.
Oh, my God.
The high Saturday is 44.
And then, oh, good. Yes, good.
It's going to be 44 here on Saturday, and I think the high Sunday when I pick you up is like 49 or 50. And the rest of the week is just 50-degree weather and like rain.
Thank you, Georgia.
There's not going to be any outside stuff. Nothing like that because it's going to be rainy and gross.
And outside is overrated anyways, if you ask me, but that's me.
I do like being outside in the summer. Like, once it hits, like, once it hits, like, 90 degrees, I will live outside. I could stand in 90-degree heat all day. Doesn't bother me at all.
Oh, my God.
Not even in the
slightest. I'm too big, man. You'll see. I'm like, 280, you know? Like, I'm a big dude. Like, I got that dad bod on me, so... I start sweating the minute it hits above 70.
Oh, dude! If I'm standing outside, I'll sweat through this. I'd sweat through this tank top in 10 minutes. But I don't care. I get used to keeping in the summertime. I keep extra shirts and tank tops in my car just in case that happens.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. So
right,
you got to prepare.
You're a thinker.
I'm a thinker. I've done it too many times where it's just like, oh, well, now I'm wet and I don't enjoy it. So then we go inside. I need a better shirt. So just using my brain.
I'll talk about that when we get to catch up, but I did want to do a quick little shout out to some countries, not like individuals or cities or anything, but we have had people listen to the podcast recently from Lithuania, Germany, Saudi Arabia, Canada, Dominican Republic, Germany again. Why do I have Germany on there twice? Thanks twice, Germany, the Netherlands, and Germany. New Zealand. Somebody in New Zealand, and I think it was Auckland, if I'm not mistaken, somebody binged the tarnation out of our podcast.
Watched every episode.
I swear to God, because it was literally like, I check it every day, just, you know, like once a day, just click it, let me just check this out. And it was literally like the highest city for the past 7 days. And it was just
really,
like number one.
Really,
somebody went through and listened to all of them.
Well, so, we appreciate it, Auckland.
Yeah, whoever you are, thank you. Thank you, Auckland. That's the city. That's not. We don't think that's your name. That's the city, of course. And if that's not the city, then Whoops. So, yeah. Well, we are happy to be back. We are going to talk about something very exciting today. But before we get into that, let's do a little catch up. So, Mr. Sleepy Bo Peepy, how have you been? What are you been? What have you been doing? Video games, TV shows, movies, any of that stuff?
Actually,
even real life.
As far as video games go, I have not been playing that much Battlefield 5, to be honest. I am playing this amazing game. You may have heard of it if you're watching this and you play video games. Elden Ring.
I've never heard of it. What is it?
Elden Ring is essentially a Dark Souls game, so it's very difficult. It's open world, a lot of exploring. I am god-awful at it. I am not good.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I'm not good at the combat system. Getting souls or ruins to progress level is difficult. I lose them all the time. But it speaks to how good the game is, because I've never played a game like this before, and I'm having a lot of fun just fighting random things and doing this. I got with a couple of other people on the 13th last night, and they kind of helped explain the inventory system to me a little bit so that my combat's better, kind of the way the game kind of works. So after playing last night, I have a much better understanding today of all the things I was doing wrong. And it's actually a little bit easier than it was for me yesterday when I started. It's still hard, but it's getting a little better. You know, I'm a better grasp on it. I still die all the time, but at least I know why or I know what's happening and how to somehow get better. So,
yeah.
So to the guys at 13th who have been helping me, I appreciate it, even though I wish I could be more help when you come into my world and try to show me what I'm doing. So
come into my world and put me into your backpack, please. Like, let's go.
That's pretty much what the two of them have been doing, and taking me through castles and just killing everyone.
Who is it? Who are the two that helped you?
Hottie and Cursed are the two.
Hottie and Cursed.
Yep, who have been helping me. So I appreciate it, guys.
Speaking of Cursed, I played today with Cursed. I felt so bad.
Did you play Battlefield?
I played Elden Ring with Cursed. I felt so bad because it was like we were going through and he's like, let's go kill this guy over here. And I was like, okay, all right, cool, whatever, man. So we go over there and I died multiple times just on the way because you had to like fall down a cliffside and all this stuff and like don't jump. And
were you in the castle?
Yeah.
I had to go through the same thing. We didn't even finish it all the
way. Oh, you went through that?
Yeah, we went up
there. Yeah, we didn't either. Well, it was, you're in a castle and you turn left where there's like three birds.
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then you fall down and you fight this big knight.
Yep, I know exactly
what
you're talking
strong.
About. Who's super strong. I died.
So did you kill him?
Well, they killed him. I was there. I hit him a few times. Right. I participated. And then we got to like the mini boss. And at that point, I died. And then, like I said earlier.
Ogre?
What? No, we got the big ogre we got past the ogre. It was another mini boss in like a littler room. But that killed me, and then I realized what time it was, so I was like, I gotta get off. And I think it kind of irritated them because they were trying to get me through it, and then I was just like, deuces, guys, I gotta go to sleep. You know, after all this work they tried to do to help me, I was just like, I need to go to sleep. So
it is super late, boys. Like, all right. But yeah, Cursed, at all the times that we tried to do this night thing, it was just Cursed and I, at all the time, the probably like 15 times we tried to do it, he was gonna die. He had him like set up and everything, and then the dude tried to attack me, so I tried to dive out of the way, and right off of the cliff.
Nice.
The only time that we had him to the point where it was like, yes, we got him. He's going down. Can't wait. And then I just all right the way off to my death, and it was just like, oh, I'm so sorry, Cursed.
Yeah, they got to be patient with us. We're learning. Dude, like some of the people that we play with, like Ramrod, some of these other guys that we play with, man, they are just so far along, you know? They understand the game and the mechanics a lot better than me. And I've never played a game like this before where I have to take into account the things I'm carrying or else I can't move properly. So,
right. Your gear makes it too heavy to roll properly and all that stuff.
Yeah, but I've been playing...
So any other games?
You know, obviously Battlefield. I've been playing a little Deep Rock. I played once or twice with you, you know, a lot...
Yeah.
With a few guys in the 13th, I've been playing a little bit of that. As far as shows go,
I don't watch TV.
Just like South Park reruns in the news. That's pretty much where I'm at. So, So nothing new there, anything like that. Just been kind of hanging out. I got a sunburn a little bit on when I was hanging out all day a Sunday outside, so that was nice. You know, started to get a little color on me and stuff. Get out of my winter and start moving into spring. Because Sunday was just an anomaly. Like, I was excited. Like, Saturday and Sunday was so nice, and then I look at the weather this upcoming week. I'm like, oh no. Like, that's,
you're sad, and I'm super happy about it.
Just like, you know, like I said, give me all that. Give me all the sunshine. Give me all the being outside on Saturday and Sunday when the summer gets here. So,
yeah, yeah.
But what about you? Besides, obviously, a lot of Elden Ring. What have you been streaming on Twitch? What do you got going on over on that side?
Well, if you didn't follow me already on Twitch, I am twitch.tv/PeaSWAD, PEASWAD, where Sleepy is literally, the guy who I'm doing this podcast with is literally the person who has the most time watched in my channel.
Come at me.
Do you remember it all?
You can't.
How much
it's like
is?
11, it's 11 days and then like 8 hours, something like that. It's a lot. Been there quite a bit.
Yeah.
In there quite a bit.
Yeah. And I appreciate 11 days and 7 hours worth of it. You know, there might be a little bit of, like, you know, for 1 hour, but that's not bad, right?
Yeah. You know.
No, I appreciate it all.
Yeah.
But no, I've been streaming some Battlefield 5 because I'm getting up there. I am 35th overall in total amount of heals.
Hell yeah.
Which is crazy to say.
Now, did I say hell yeah or heal yeah? You'll all never know. Hell yeah. It could be either one.
But we will know because this is being recorded.
Well, you can go back and listen. They sound the same. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, go ahead.
I've been I've been doing some craziness because my score per minute has gone up a lot. I've been getting a lot more kills recently. I've been playing. I don't know what's going on. I'm like a man on a mission. I've been shooting and killing a lot of people, and I've been doing a lot of this through hipfire, which is the exact opposite of how you play the game.
Dude, I'll be a foot away from somebody and also ADS.
I don't get it.
I just never developed that. It's just every FPS I've ever played in my life is just, you need to aim down sights. You got to pull that left trigger. So I pull that left trigger.
But you don't.
I just feel like I'm going to miss. So,
I mean, I do, but I mean, it's a quicker reaction. Because then you don't have to pull it up, you know? Like, and I understand it's very fast in Battlefield 5, but there's no reaction. I'm just literally like, there's a person, pop, 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 pop.
Oh, I completely agree, but just my brain just won't do it. Like, it's just like, if I get stuck in the smoke with somebody, and I'm like, oh, God, they're in here, I'm going to ADS and jump and look. It's just, I'm not going to, I don't know. It's just, I want to hip fire, just my brain's first reaction is left trigger.
Immediately look
every time. Oh. So,
but during Sleepy Palooza, I'll see how you do it. I mean, I can see because you've seen how I play. You know, like because Twitch, of course, you see that I'm literally just like there's a person and I don't even aim. I'm just starting. I'm just shooting immediately. It's like I'm trying to get the first shot on people. But I'm excited to see how you play because then I can see physically like you ADS, you ADS, you ADS. You know,
every so it's time, like it's gonna be that left trigger. And
it's going to be very different for
me. And you can watch me stand for 12 hours. So, because that's what we're doing. If we're playing video games for 12 hours a day. I stand when I play video games. Literally.
He does.
Hours on end in front of my 60-inch TV. And
if you're interested in seeing that when I stream while I'm down there at his house, I do have my Hogan camera, my secondary camera, which is normally on my dog, which will now be on you. So you will get special to see him co-host. Standing there playing the video game.
Special co-host for a week.
Yes, special co-host.
Special co-host for a week.
But yeah, so I've been playing Battlefield 5, some Elden Ring, very little Deep Rock, like you said. Because I still want to play that, but it's like, I'm very, like, I actually have, like, the Battlefield 5 bug right now. Like, I actually really, really want to play it.
Sweet.
And I think it's because I'm getting so close to hitting 1 million heals total in that game. And like I said, man. Currently, I think 35th place, so it's just I'm moving up too.
Just follow me around. You can heal me. I get shot a lot, so
I love it. You know, I love that.
Yeah.
But like TV shows, I have been wrestling. Actually, I love wrestling. I love AEW wrestling. Let me say that. I don't love WWE. They just had a pay per view that was phenomenal. So the aftermath of that pay per view is actually on in 19 minutes from now. 19 minutes it starts, but Well, it's also recorded, so I'll start from the beginning and skip commercials, you know, so it's whatever.
Sweet.
But yeah, I also actually have been binging so hard Attack on Titan, the anime.
Yeah, I heard you, excuse me, mentioned a couple times in party that, God. Didn't you say you used to watch it, then kind of stopped and you started again, or you just, or
yeah,
did you just
yeah,
start?
No, I did. I watched it, I watched the first season, and then I had to wait for the second season, and then as the second season was out, I watched about half of it, and then ADD kicked in, and I literally just didn't do anything after that.
Right.
So it was like, why did I stop watching this? Like, what? It wasn't like I was like, this sucks, or I didn't like this. It was literally just, oh, is that over there? You know, so it was like, all right. So, yeah, and now they have completed the final season. There are 25 episodes in the final season. I'm currently on episode 19.
Oh, there you
19
go.
Or 20.
Are you having grinding?
So it's like, yeah. I'm almost there. I'm almost there. It's getting wild, to say the least. So it's so good. So good. For anybody who's not watched it, you probably should. But that is all for me for that. Oh, and for those that are not watching us on YouTube, you could be.
You could be here right now.
YouTube. WT Conspiracy, and we should be the channel that has the little, what the hell is our icon? What is that thing? A werewolf? Is that a werewolf?
Maybe. It's like I don't really know what it is. I don't know, but it's amazing. Everyone likes it, so just look for for the interesting creature that says WTC.
The cryptid. It's a
cryptid.
Yeah.
Cryptidzoolalooth.
The Crippin. You know, we need to give him a name. All right, so that's something that you guys who listen, please let us know what you think. What do you think that we should name our cryptid? That's the creature type.
Yeah, but you guys pick the name. Because if I'm going to name it, I always give animals stupid names like James and Gerald, you know, and you'd... My wife says we're not allowed to name pets human names. So,
if your name is James or Gerald, I'm sorry. Your name is not stupid.
Well, it's just not a pet name, my wife says. You can't, like she says, you can't,
for humans, it's
you
cool.
can't name the dog Mike. It's just like, that's, that doesn't make any sense. So,
I kind of went all over the place. Like, Hogan is my dog's name. Okay. That can be a human name, I guess.
We have three dogs. We have Oakley, which is he here? He's not here. No?
Is he?
No, he's not in here. Usually he's laying on the bed behind me. So we have Oakley. We have Luna. Yeah. We have Luna, which is the big black fuzzy one. Then we have Mr. Tiny Elvis, which is my wife's dog. So
that's the name of the dog, Mr. Tiny Elvis?
Well, his name's Tiny Elvis, but we call him Mr. Tiny Elvis, you know. I just call him Tiny most of the time, you know. But
Yeah.
Because he's a little 13.5-pound little Chihuahua terrier mix who's extremely unhappy to be anywhere he's at all times. So very, very grumpy, very disagreeable is what I call him. Very disagreeable to be in any situation you put him in.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I got my cats, though. Like, I went from Hogan, which is, like, kind of human-ish, you know. And then you got Isa, which is, I Googled Japanese phrase. Because they're both my cats are, like, strays in Japan. They were, like, she found as kittens. And so I Googled loved one or like to be loved or something. And it literally said it was A-I-S-A. And I was like, okay, cool. And then we go to Japan and her name's Ben Isa. And then I asked my friends who are Japanese, oh yeah, Isa. And they were like, that's not a Japanese word. And I was like, okay, cool. Our cat's named after a made up Japanese phrase. Like, got it.
We actually have two cats. I always forget about them because I don't really mess with them. We have Buttercup, who hates everybody and basically lives exclusively in my room. And we have Louise.
Louise, nice name.
Louise. So my daughter named her that. It was a stray cat that was running around outside. Apparently the owners moved from somewhere in the neighborhood, and she was just an outside cat. But then a couple years ago, it started getting really cold. I felt bad, so I started letting them let it in so we could at least sleep and eat. And then so now it's our cat. It's our inside-outside cat named Louise. Who is a bird? Who is a bird and animal and anything she can get her hands on, murdering machine, because she brings it all to our door and leaves it there.
Yep, exactly right. My cats bring me, well, it's the one cat, it's Isa. She brings us socks when we're sleeping.
Hmm.
She literally steals them out of like the hamper and is like, here's a sock. And it's like, okay, thank you.
Yeah, our cat doesn't do that.
I wanted these these dirty children socks, you know, like, thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you for the gift.
My other cat's other cat is Cake. She's scared of everything that's ever happened.
That's how Buttercup is. That's why she lives exclusively in one room.
Yep. Usually Cake is in this room and doesn't come out until she wants to get attention. Mm-hmm. And if you come in, she's looking at you like, hey, why are you trying to murder me?
Yeah. Be like, I'm in here for ridiculous. A reason. I'm in here for a reason because yeah. I don't want to be around anyone else.
Leave me alone. This is my space. Like, yeah. Okay, all right. You're not a social media place. But anyways, we've been just chatting here for a long time. Let's get into what we're supposed to be doing today. Yeah. So what are we going to tell the people about today?
Well, Peaswell, let's have a conversation. You ever seen somebody and been like, well, you've been around them for a long time, or you see them in the media and this and that, like, wow, that person from the movies I saw 15, 20, 30 years ago compared to now, they look really good. They're aging extremely well. Doesn't really look like the time is passing them or this and that. We're going to look into the idea and just kind of some other theories on some other things that relate to it on Nicolas Cage and Keanu Reeves potentially being immortals / vampires. And if they are, how exactly are they hiding it? What are they doing to keep it under wraps? Which obviously doing a terrible job, because if we're talking about it here, it's most likely proven fact.
We have insider information.
Notes, as I always do.
Notes.
So we're going to go
into
that. We
got notes, everybody.
So we can just jump kind of right into it just real quick.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Nicolas Cage real quick. So
Nicolas Cage's origins begin back in 1723.
Okay, well, first of all, Nicolas Cage is the greatest actor of our generation. Let's just real quick.
Of our generation.
I love Nicolas Cage because, I mean, I think everyone knows that back in the day, Nicolas Cage had some tax issues with the IRS. So he owed some tax money.
Oh, yeah.
So the great thing about that is Nicolas Cage would take any role put in front of him. So any movie that they dropped it from, he would do. I mean, so he's in a lot of weird stuff that you wouldn't...
Jiu-Jitsu. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that one. Like so Sorcerer's bad. Apprentice or the Wizard's Assistant, whatever it was. What is it? Pretty sure it's Sorcerer's...
The guy with a wand.
Yeah. It's probably Sorcerer's Apprentice, but Wizard's Assistant would have been a way cooler name. But anyways, the theory that he's a vampire originated from a Civil War era photo that bears a striking resemblance to Mr. Nicolas Cage. The person who owns the photo, his name is Jack Mond, an antiques dealer, who got the rumor mill cooking when he posted a photograph for sale on eBay of a man he says is from Bristol, Tennessee, from around 1870, and says he could be no one else but Nicolas Cage. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen the picture. I mean, it looks just like him.
I have.
It literally looks just like him.
It does. It really does.
According to Mond's theory, is Nicolas Cage is a vampire who reinvents himself about every 75 to 100 years to keep suspicions down. Let's see here. What is this right here? Da-da-da-da-da. That's just some stuff about movies or whatever. But the guy is so confident, he's trying to sell the picture. He wants to sell it for $1 million on YouTube is what he put it up for. He said he's so...
Wait, really?
Yeah, he was trying to sell it for $1 million. Photo was offered at a price of $1 million, but has since been removed. So it was probably years and years back since this occurred.
Because in today's money, that's like $30 million.
That's true.
Inflation. I don't understand math.
It's $30 million, but worth $100,000. The way that works. But he said any potential buyer who wanted this picture could have anybody they wanted, like a photo expert, this and that, to look at the authenticity, blah, blah, blah. Which is fine.
But
if it's an old picture of a dude that looks like Nicolas Cage, then it's just an old picture that looks like a dude that looks like Nicolas Cage,
Like, this is an authentic picture. Yeah, it might be an authentic picture. That does not mean that authentic picture is Nicolas Cage.
Okay, but here's one thing that this guy didn't... Okay. He did not think this through when he put this out there.
Right.
What's something that vampires can't do? What are a couple of things? They can't see themselves in mirrors.
They can't... You can't take a picture of
them.
And
you can't take a picture of them. So... So...
Wait, but... Okay, time out. Why can't you take a picture of vampires? Why would they not show up in a picture?
It's the rules. I don't make the rules. I just tell you what's happening. So it's a rule apparently. Oh, God. You know,
well, it's a ridiculous rule. It's why wouldn't they see themselves in the mirror? They're just undead people who drink blood. Why wouldn't you see yours? It's like,
I mean, I've got this whole right thing here on vampires. I guess I could look through here and figure out why. But I got all these notes on vampires, but then I realized I'm a 36-year-old dude who probably has enough knowledge on vampires to talk about it on a podcast that makes fun of things like this. So
you're a cryptozoologist on vampires.
Out the window with those right there. I don't need them.
For those that can't see it, who are not watching on YouTube, he just threw it over his shoulder.
I just threw my notes away, which, hold on, I might need those. No, I'm just kidding. I don't need those. It's just about vampires. So as far as...
Vampire
knowledge. So as far as Nicolas Cage goes, whether he's an immortal or a vampire or not, he can't be a vampire, because according to the rules, the unwritten rules of being a vampire, you can't be photographed.
That'd Can be he a be good... recorded?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, movies, you know, like...
Like, I saw Interview with a Vampire, so...
Yeah. They interviewed the vampire.
They did, but I think it was like I don't think they ever recorded it on camera. I think that was a
movie,
camera.
Though.
Well, it was a movie, it wasn't but a, they didn't... I think there was...
It wasn't a documentary.
It wasn't... Are you sure? Because I could have sworn that...
Interview with the Vampire is a documentary.
Yeah, because at the end... At the end, he turns him, the other guy, into a vamp. Oh, I just, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Interview with a Vampire from 1992.
This 30-year movie. Yeah.
hate to ruin it for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and then also, it, just to connect to that theory, there's another guy who has a picture of a guy who looks just like John Travolta from the same World War era. And there's a conspiracy theory that John Travolta and Nicolas Cage have been fighting this centuries-long battle against each other, you know, in wars and all that other stuff.
Was it called Face Off?
That's part of it. They said that they got together and made the movie Face Off to kind of secretly give everyone a view into their existential battle of wills against each other over the centuries. So that's how that movie came to be, because two vampires or immortals are just... fighting forever, and then one just kind of get a glimpse of what's going on.
We've been fighting forever. We want you guys to see this.
Yeah.
Here it is.
And they're probably...
We're going to take our faces off.
Yeah, and they're probably... Yeah, that was probably real. No, not even special effects. It was completely real.
And now, since that movie really happened, Nicolas Cage is now John Travolta, and John Travolta is now Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Since, like, whatever year that came out, 96 or whatever 97. The hell it was, you know, like...
I remember
97? Is that right?
Something like that. I remember going to the drive-in, because I grew up middle of nowhere, Kansas. So I remember going to the drive-in theater and seeing it when I was like 11 or 12 years old.
So, right.
Yeah, something like that. I know I went and saw it. But I don't
remember.
So does
that mean that Nicolas Cage? Does that mean that Nicolas Cage did a phenomenal job in Hairspray?
Yes, he did. He did a fantastic job in Hairspray.
Nicolas Cage, you did a fantastic job in Hairspray after you... Did a real life face off, but for a movie. That was a documentary too, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, obviously it was those two guys fighting, you know, to give us a glimpse of their centuries long battle. You know, and speaking of that, John Travolta did a great job in, you know, Ghost Rider. He did fantastic in Ghost Rider.
He did.
You know,
yes.
That and
yes.
Gone in 60 Seconds is a really good movie. You know, it's one of my favorite.
It is. It really is. Yeah.
Nicolas Cage movies and The Rock.
So okay,
both are good.
I was going to say, yeah, what are your actual favorite Nicolas Cage movies? The Rock and Gone in 60 Seconds?
That one, and then Con Air is good, but it's kind of cheesy.
Oh, there you go.
You know, it's kind of, that's a good one, too. I mean,
I'm just trying to get back to my girl.
Yeah, and then I don't know if you've ever seen Drive Angry. That's another one that he did that was,
no.
Obviously, he's trying to pay back some tax bills, maybe. I don't know, but it was interesting. And then what else is out there? Snake Eyes. God, what's that other one? I don't even remember.
I'm telling you, man, Jiu-Jitsu. Have you seen that trailer?
I've seen the trailer. I have not seen the movie. I saw it. And I was just like, I don't watch
the
a lot.
The only way to stop these aliens is if we use Jiu-Jitsu. What?
I don't. You know. You know me. I don't watch a lot of movies. And I saw that trailer. It's like, if I'm gonna watch a movie, I'm gonna burn 2 hours.
Pretty far down
on
my list.
2 hours of my day. No, it's not gonna happen. I'll rewatch like Interstellar.
No,
So,
yeah.
Because I like that movie. I'll just rewatch that if I want to watch a movie. So.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's.
I don't know, man.
Let's jump.
But, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you think about it this way, too, why in the hell, if you were an actual immortal or vampire,
mm-hmm.
why would you ever become famous? Why would you ever put yourself in spotlight?
I don't know, because you can, money. I don't know. You need money. I don't know.
Because you're bored.
Bored.
Like, what are they? I've already done all of these things. I'm so fancy.
Who's going to tell you you can't? Because you think about it, if you were immortal, I mean, you would. It'd be trial and error. You could just try forever until you got there. And then, you know, you would know the steps to how to get there eventually. So it would make sense.
Right. Right.
Or they're lizard people. One of the two. But we covered that already.
My name is Bickolas Beige. I'd like to be an actor.
Bickolas Beige. That's what he's going to be 70, in 75 years. If I'm alive and I hear an actor called Bickolas. First of all, if I'm alive, I'll be 111. I ain't going to be alive in 75 years. I'll have to make a note to my son. I actually had a great grandma who lived to be 106.
Really?
105 or 106 when I was a kid. And this when I was very, very young, but I remember meeting her. You know, so it's someone in my bloodline lived to be that long. So it could be doable maybe for me.
Right. And you're a healthy dude.
Pretty healthy. You know, probably could withstand not drinking as many of those as I do sometimes, but
good old broski.
But as far as character flaws goes, that's not a bad one, you know.
No.
Okay, so what do you think about old Nicolas Cage here? Do you think we can rule him off? I think we can rule him out as being a vampire because he had his picture taken, and
you know, if the unwritten vampire rules, the ridiculous unwritten vampire rules are what they are, then yes, he's definitely not a vampire.
What about him?
Because he's got his picture taken.
I don't even know what the rules are to being an immortal. Like, being a vampire
what are the unwritten...
is like the rule number one.
I'm sure that there like people could be immortal like and not be a vampire.
It's like a prerequisite. It's like, do you want to be immortal? You got to be a vampire.
Well, no. If you're going to be a vampire, then you become immortal. But you don't have to be immortal and be a vampire. You can just be immortal. Why are we talking about this like it's like a thing?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, let's land bridge over to Keanu Reeves real quick. Just jump right over here.
An adjacent thing here.
So Keanu Reeves is not rumored to be an immortal. I mean, a vampire. He is rumored to be an immortal.
Oh, okay.
Which we were just talking about this, so it's kind of goes hand in hand, I guess. But he's rumored to be immortal, but he's rumored to have other identities that are confirmed in the past. So he is believed to be, based upon similar facial features, to be Charlemagne, who was... Yeah, he was like the king of what? He was the king of something. I just read this.
Yeah.
He was the king of something.
King of Thieves.
Yeah, or...
King of Beers.
England, or I don't know. He was alive a long time. It was like 748 to 814. Like, really, really long time ago.
Way before we were born.
Yeah, but they say that he looks similar, but like every picture or painting of everybody from that time frame just looks like a dude with
every
a beard.
Picture.
Everybody, like, I don't know if you can see that guy. I don't know if you can.
Oh, you're showing them. I can't see it.
Yeah, you can't see it.
It's that.
Yeah, it's just, hold on. Yeah, it's just, they all look like that. You know what I mean? They all look like a dude with a beard. They're all wearing crowns. They all look the same.
And everybody's mad.
Everybody
has to stand there for like 12 hours for the thing to be drawn.
Yeah, because you could just take a picture. So they say that he was, based upon a physical appearance, that he was this guy back in the 748s. So
he was Charlemagne, king of beers.
King of the elves. And they say one of the reasons for suspicion is, you know,
King of the North.
He crowned his son right before he died, which I think that'd be a common thing if you're going to die and you're like the king of a country. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
If there's any kings of countries listening, let us know how you do it.
God. If there are any princes from Nigeria who need money
tuning
to
in.
Help their dad, let us know.
And I'll direct you to Keanu Reeves. They said his burial was rushed during cold weather. This is a clear hint that they needed to bury a body to not rise any suspicion. What does that have to do with burying him in cold weather? What does that have to do with anything? to not rise?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Also, he
that
was.
That makes me suspicious.
Beyond. Makes me suspicious of whoever wrote this. But anyways, in addition to that, he is also believed to be Paul Monet. Monet. M-O-U-N-E-T. He was a.
Paul?
He was a,
you said Paul?
Paul Monet.
I don't know, man. Paul, that's a bad name.
It is. Who would name their. Who would name anybody Paul? Especially in this day and age.
I know, right?
My mom.
There's her voice again. Come here, Paul.
But anyways, what they say in regards, because this actually, he actually does look like this guy. Like, pretty dang close. Okay. He actually looks like him.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy was actually a doctor, and then he became an actor. And they say he was a doctor, you know, part of the reason is because he knew how to, you know, conceal his own death. And all these other things when he finally died. Another thing that aroused suspicion when Paul Monet passed away, they never actually found his body. So they're saying that was definitely...
because he's a doctor.
That was definitely
and
Keanu Reeves.
Bodies
Keanu Reeves slipping into off ether. Into the night is what it was. Just gone.
He's a firecracker?
No, he just twisted into the air.
Whoa!
End of the night.
Immortals can fly. That's part of the unwritten rules.
And here is there's a few other reasons. One of the third reasons they say that he was immortal beyond the two people that he looks very similar to is about...
You look like two people in the billions of people in history.
You know, there's a black and white photo. I look a lot like my grandma from the 40s, and we're not the same person. So
did your grandma have as much facial hair as you?
She actually had zero facial hair. But
okay, all right, good.
But
because you got a lot of facial hair.
But when I was younger, like this picture my mom showed me, like,
yeah,
if I put on a dress and sat down, to twins. Like she looked just, I looked just like this lady.
Oh, that's good.
His third reason why they say is how kind
this
he
is. Gonna be a good
but,
one.
Well, it's about how nice he is because everyone knows Keanu Reeves is a crazy nice guy. He donates lots of charity, yeah. This and that. And they say that kind of kindness can only be acquired from a long and wise life. So. The longer you live, the more you see. I don't.
The less you care about the little things.
Yeah.
The happier you are.
You know, it's just like, whatever. Everything's cool. Just be nice to everybody. So that's one. My favorite one, though, is the movie, the video game Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah.
So according to this theory, CD Projekt Red has a time machine. And they were able to go to the future to 2077, and they found Keanu Reeves. In 2077. So they came back and put them in their video game.
Why would they need to go to the future when he's here now?
Well, they just went there just to go and see what it looked like for their video game. And they just found him. They're like, oh, shit, that's still Keanu. Well, there's our first cuss word. Sorry.
I'm not editing it out either. We didn't say we were never going to cuss, but there it is, everybody.
Yeah, but anyways, they went there. They saw him. They're like, oh. We got to put him in our video game since he's already there.
So wait, CD Projekt Red went... How do you say wrecked?
Wrecked? I don't know.
Is that how you say it? I don't know.
It's R-E-K-T. I just assumed it's wrecked.
Like, yeah. CD Projekt Red.
Like, get wrecked,
right?
Kid. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Those people at CD Projekt Red decided that they had a time machine. They went into the future.
Yeah.
Went to see what it was like.
For their video
And then
game.
We're like, oh... Keanu Reeves, you're here too.
It's Keanu Reeves. So he's just hanging out. And they're like, got to put him in the video
game. They brought him back from the future to do? Or
they found him
nowadays?
No, they just saw him with walking around with his metal arm. Like, we got to put him in our video game and just call him some other name. Because he's absolutely in the year 2077.
Johnny Silverhand, I think is what Johnny Silverhand or something like that.
I never played it.
Oh,
so
it was a train wreck when I played it.
I heard it wasn't good.
I'm so confused though. Wait, so who did the voice of Johnny Silverhand? Keanu Reeves now?
Yeah.
Or Keanu Reeves in 2077?
You know what? That in the extensive research I did, it didn't say. I would assume it was probably now. They're like, hey, come on over here.
We saw you in the future.
And
we're going to base this character off of you.
And he was like, shh, you don't have to pay me, but I'll do your voice. And that's what they did.
Yeah, it was a blackmail. They were like, we saw you in the future. You're not aging anymore in what you have now. That's a problem. Yeah. I'll do the voice. Don't worry about it.
Exactly. And that's where I got it.
Hey, it's cool, man. I'll do it. I'm kind.
So based upon Keanu Reeves looking like two other people in the whole history of the world, he's a super nice guy and he's in a video game. That's the main basis for people believing he's an immortal. He actually was on, I don't remember what late night show it was, but they did ask him a while back about it when he was on there. And they were just like, well, there's all these reasons and this reason and this. And I haven't seen it in a long time, but
that happened with Nicolas Cage.
Was it
2012? He denied to David Letterman.
Was it?
That he is a vampire, pointing out that he can see his own reflection and he shows up on cameras. As the lore goes, vampires do not.
Okay.
He also told Letterman that he doesn't drink blood, although he forgot to mention sunlight doesn't kill him.
Have you ever seen some of the weird stuff Nicolas Cage bought with his money?
No, he bought
an entire fossilized Tyrannosaurus skull just for the heck of it. Like, if there's anybody who drinks blood, I'm just saying, it might be him. if I was betting money on an actor who would have... Anyways. But I know Keanu Reeves did the same thing. He was asked by it by somebody. And I think his response is, we're all just stardust, is what his response was. So he didn't deny it, you know.
Whoa.
He didn't say no. You know, but as
I know kung fu.
So, but anyways, since
wait.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Keanu Reeves movie?
John Wick, 1, 2, 3, all of them. I really enjoy those.
Yeah.
Big fan when I was younger. You know, Bill and Ted. You know, because that's more my era when I was younger. So that was good. The first couple of Matrix movies, especially the first one, I remember that came out, and that was pretty revolutionary for this film industry, so that was pretty cool to see.
Yep.
And beyond that, like I said, I don't really watch a lot of movies, even when I was younger. So, you know, I know he's in a lot of other stuff, but those are kind of the only ones I can really reference off the top of my head that I really remember, you know, him being.
Right.
I'm sure he's in tons of other stuff, though, obviously.
Johnny Mnemonic was really good, too.
Really?
Yeah, that was really good. But, yeah, I would say The Matrix for me also. Keanu Reeves would have to be... I like The Rock, but I would think that Con Air, for some reason, it has a staple to it. You know, it does. Like it's like a marquee movie for him, even though it was not good.
Yeah,
it's
not
still
the best.
Very good.
John Malkovich was just fantastic in that movie.
Fantastic in everything.
Cyrus the Virus. You know what I mean?
Yes. Oh yeah. So good. But so what? Jesus, this is ridiculous. What else you got for us?
Would you like to know 2021's best and worst cities for vampires to live in the United States? As presented by longcareblog.com?
I would love to.
Here is what longcareblog.com has to say.
Oh my God.
It says, do you enjoy hanging with your friends, wearing black capes, and fangs from dusk till dawn? If you hate garlic and mirrors, you can fang lawn love for ranking 2020. Okay.
This is terrible. This is so bad.
this is off the internet, so it's obviously important and true.
It's real. Yeah, and it's true.
Okay, so the best cities to be if you're a vampire. Naperville, Illinois.
Is that number one or number 10?
That's number one.
Ooh, Mapleville, Illinois, represent, baby. Oh,
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania is number two.
Wait, why are these the best cities?
I'm sure I'll figure it out. Oh, it's got reasons. I'll be sure to tell you. We got Chicago, Illinois, 3. Omaha, Nebraska, 4. Omaha,
hey,
Nebraska.
Represent, baby.
I don't know. You say you don't like going outside. Tacoma.
You're a lizard person, and I'm a vampire.
Tacoma, Washington, number 5. St. Paul, Minnesota, number 6. Aurora, Illinois, 7. Columbus, Ohio, 8. Bellevue, Washington, 9. And Paterson, New Jersey, 10.
Of course, Paterson, New Jersey.
Okay, and you want... Okay, here's the reason. Most blood centers. This is one of the reasons. Apparently, Naperville, Illinois has the most blood centers. Well, apparently, Naperville, Illinois, Fort Worth, Texas, and Jacksonville, Florida are all tied for the most blood centers in the United States. As far as blood donation centers.
Oh.
So.
Wow, okay.
Okay, most... That's a great reason. Most casket suppliers. Number one, Houston, Texas. Number two, Chicago, Illinois. San Antonio, Los Angeles, and Cleveland. Fewest casket suppliers. Worcester, Maine. Torrance, California. Savannah, Georgia. That's kind of close to me, so I'm safe.
Because they don't provide caskets. You're safe.
Highest share of homes with basements.
Wait, what?
Highest share of homes with basements.
Okay, all right.
Grand Rapids, Michigan. Overland Park, Kansas. It's gotta be Midwest. Fort Collins, Colorado. Yep. Springfield, Missouri. People in Chesapeake, Virginia have the least amount of basements, according to this. So if you're in Chesapeake, Virginia, if you have a basement, let us know. If you're listening to this.
Yeah, 100%. Let us know. And do you keep your vampires down there?
Do you keep your vampires down there? Lowest amount of yearly sunshine.
Why does it have to be a basement? Why can't you have like an attic?
I don't know if I would know this. It says like, lowest amount of yearly sunshine has Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
You know why?
Number two is Anchorage, Alaska. Because
of the steel industry.
The smog. That's right. I forgot about the smog. Whoops.
Smog.
Da-da-da.
And not from The Hobbit, smog.
And you want to hear the final reason on their ranking list for fewest garlic festivals per capita. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Anchorage, Pittsburgh, for having me.
Alaska. Columbus, Idaho, Seattle, Washington. They're all tied, apparently. So I'm guessing that's a hard zero as far as why they're tied.
Who is it? Our homie that's from Pennsylvania, isn't it Salzy?
Yeah, Salzy. That's old Salz.
Salzy, please be careful. Because you guys have the least garlic. You have the least amount of sunlight. And one of the other reasons, man, please be careful of vampires out there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area.
Apparently it's a very very desirable place. Number two on the list. Number two on the list.
Number two. Garlic festivals? That is such a phenomenal reason.
You gotta Google it. It says Tucson, Arizona has the most garlic festivals out of any other city. Dude, what do they have, like one? It's just like one?
Because nobody else has ever had one. They're like, garlic's great!
It's just, okay. Okay. I'm pretty sure that's all. Is that it on this subject? I mean, I don't really think I need to delve more into that. So,
no, that was great. That was very much needed.
I mean, I've got some more serious stuff here we could talk about in regards to how I could read this about how humans could be immortal or could not be based upon cell structures and stem cells. But I really don't want to take away from what we just went down the road we just went down because I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, we could go into quantum immortality theory, which is kind of like Schrodinger's. It's like Schrodinger's box, but for immortality. So it's just like,
yeah.
So every time something happens, whether you live or die, it splits off to two separate, you know, things.
And you know that there are cells that can become immortal.
Oh, there are. There's actually a jellyfish that they found that regenerates what it loses so fast that it's actually not aging. So.
Well, and then they have a lady who had cells taken out of her, and they never died ever.
Really?
And it became a big deal. So then they were like reproduced those cells, and then they took those cells and gave them to other places, and those are the cells that have been reproduced thousands and thousands of times.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the ones that used to do human testing because it's human cells.
Really? Yeah, I wouldn't worry.
So they
about
do
that.
Testing of drugs and whatever else. But then they didn't tell the lady, she was dying of cancer, I believe it was, and they didn't tell the lady that, hey, we took some of your cells.
Mm-hmm.
And then they find out, until the family's like, so many companies have made billions of dollars on this. I think that you deserve to give us
a little bit of something, you know. So
you would hope.
Well, I know that like stem cells and stuff, they use those. You can grow those into like almost anything, depending on how you stimulate them or what you do with them prior. I know it's a real, real controversial with that whole thing on how they're used and this and that. So I don't really know a lot about that.
Because we are not scientists or experts on any of this.
I'm a scientific expert on where vampires live, and it's Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Salty Lookout. It says it right here. Hold on, I'm going to pick this back up.
Watch your back! Unless you're already a vampire, then
so pretty,
watch your back.
Pretty much, if you're in Pittsburgh, look out for vampires. If you're in Tucson, there's none because you have too many garlic festivals and there's too much sunlight.
Look out for garlic.
And y'all don't have basements, apparently, in the desert.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So don't worry about it.
You need a basement. I would want a basement if I lived in the desert.
You think it'd be cooler.
It's cooler underground, yeah.
I bet you there's lots of
basements. I would never live in the upstairs.
I bet you there's tons of basements in Tucson, Arizona. And lawncareblog.com might have their facts wrong.
They've never been there before. They're like, probably. I've heard they had a garlic festival. Just put them down.
I'm not trying to slander their website, but you know, we might have to do a little more research into what they've said just to...
Why do we get these weird websites like lawncare.com for vampire stuff? What was the other one? Like Business Insider or
something? I'm definitely not Googling things and just hitting the I'm feeling lucky button. It's just whatever pops up. So...
This better be good. Yeah. We're going to roll with it.
Yeah.
So, okay. You want to do the thing we talked about earlier?
Yeah, if you want to toss some of that stuff out there. Yeah, that's fine. I don't know much about it, so you're gonna have to take the lead on it. I haven't really looked up anything.
Yeah, not a problem. We talked earlier. Was that last episode?
I think so.
Something like
towards
that.
The end of it. One or two
about
ago.
The Mandela effect, about how Nelson Mandela, people thought that he died in like the 80s, and they thought they saw his funeral and blah, 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 blah. In reality, you didn't. So, cool. We're going to do BuzzFeed's Mandela Effect quiz. So,
okay.
I'm going to ask you the question. You're going to answer. I'll tell you the correct answer. Okay?
Okay.
So, what colors are Uncle Sam's hat? Red and white or blue and white?
It's red and white. Right? It's red and white.
Nope.
It's blue and white?
It is.
No.
It's blue and white. His suit is blue, too.
I feel like you're Mandela affecting me right now and just telling me that, so I think it is.
Nope.
No, it's not red and white.
I'll send you the link to this quiz after. Okay. What is the name of this candy bar? Is it Kit Kat or is it Kit-Kat?
It's Kit-Kat. There's a dash in there, right?
There is not a dash.
God dang it. I'm terrible at this. I've been Mandela affected. On candy bars in the country.
American candy bars have lied to me my whole life. Okay, so what does the Fruit of the Loom logo look like? Okay, so the differences between these two is there's the whole bunch of fruit together sitting there. And then behind them is a cornucopia or is not a cornucopia?
There's not a cornucopia. Why would you put that on the tag of your underwear?
That is correct.
Okay.
That does make sense. Why would you ever need a cornucopia on your underwear?
Thanksgiving or fall-themed underwear. That's all I think of when I think of cornucopia. Actually, I think of that video. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It was a commercial on Adult Swim when we were kids, but it's just like, stuff that's in the cornucopia. It's a whole bunch of... I'll send you the link. I'll find it. It's just a whole bunch of ridiculous things. Anyways, go on.
What does the Target logo look like? Okay, so the idea of this one is, you know what the Target logo looks like.
I think I do.
It's a Target, yeah. Right? So is the center of the Target logo white or is it red?
It's white.
Okay.
Right?
It is not.
Really?
It is not. It is red.
Either,
the center of the Target logo.
Either I've been Mandela effect or I'm really bad at company logos. It's one of the two. So.
In the movie Saw, what does Jigsaw say? Would you like to play a game? I want to play a game. Do you want to play a game?
It's the I want to, right? Because he wants to.
I want to play a game?
Yeah. Yeah, that one?
That is correct.
Yeah, I've seen that movie.
That is correct. I swear to God, it's would you like to play a game? Would you like to play a game?
That's like the whole thing. Like he wouldn't give him a choice. It's just like, you're you're playing this ridiculous game. And you're going to die.
Wait, what? I don't even know what this is. What does Tony the Tiger's nose look like on Frosted Flakes? Is it all black or is it mostly blue with the holes being black? Is it like blue with the holes being black?
I don't know. I got a box of Frosted. I can go get it if you want me to and just check.
No.
I'm
going to
say the blue because the box is blue.
That is correct.
There we go.
That is correct.
That makes sense.
William, like, what? I don't know why I said William. What's
Bill
Henry the Eighth holding in his famous portrait? I couldn't tell you either way. A glove or a turkey leg?
I've never even heard of this. I'm turkey leg, because they didn't use forks.
Oh,
they didn't use forks back then.
Nope. It was a glove, apparently.
I didn't know.
Yep,
I had a 50-50 shot of getting that one right. So,
yeah, exactly. Does rich Uncle Pennybags wear a monocle? The Monopoly guy.
Yeah, I played Monopoly my whole life. He definitely has a monocle. That's Mr. Peanut.
He does not.
That's Mr. Peanut.
Yep, that's Mr. Peanut.
Whoops. Yeah, I'm just bad at logos.
How do you spell the name of this meat product company? It's Oscar. M-E-Y-E-R or M-A-Y-E-R?
It's an E. M-E-Y-E-R, yeah.
Nope.
God.
M-A-Y-E-R.
Maybe I should leave the house more. or maybe I should watch TV, because if I was watching commercials, I think I'd get more of these right.
Yeah, you get all the products correct. What does Pikachu's tail look like? Does it have black on the end or no?
No.
Color on the end.
No color on the end. It's just yellow. Yellow, right?
I thought I had black on the end. That's just me. How do you spell Skechers, the shoe company? How do you spell their name?
S-K-E-T-C-H-E-R-S.
Nope.
No?
It's S-K-E-C-H-E-R-S.
Why would you forget the T? That's just bad spelling. They're catching me on grammar here. BuzzFeed.
Once again, you can't spell when somebody asks you to do it.
I don't feel like these are made for 36-year-old me. I think it's made for somebody else.
The whole point of it, though, the whole point of it is to be like, okay, this is what you believe, and this is how you're living on a different timeline than what you were living on before.
I think I'm just bad at naming products. It's like as long as it's proving.
How do you spell Kellogg's cereal name with the Toucan Sam on it?
Fruit Loops.
But how do you spell Fruit Loops?
Fruit and then L-O-O-P-S.
Okay, no. How do you spell the word fruit?
F-R-U-I-T. Is that not right either? I don't buy Fruit Loops. We buy Cocoa Pebbles and Frosted Flakes. That's why I got that one right. You know what I mean?
Fruit Loops is spelled F-R-O-O-T.
So stupid.
L-O-O-P-S. Because they can put the circles. Okay, this is the big one.
Makes sense.
Fill in the blank. The B-E-R-E-N-S-T blank I-N Bears. Is it Bernstein or Bernstein Bears?
Bernstein. The Bernstein Bears. Bernstein.
S-T-E-I-N or Stein?
Stein. Bernstein. Not Stein.
Stein is...
Not Stein.
It's incorrect. It is the Bernstein Bears.
You know what? I don't think I ever saw like a cartoon or a show that actually said their name. I'm just looking at a book and interpreting it the way my 6-year-old brain says I should do it.
But why would everybody say Bernstein if it's S-T-A-I-N? Stain is very, very different than Stein, you know?
That's very true.
And I've always, my whole life, said Bernstein. Stein, sorry. I almost said it incorrectly.
I don't know.
God damn it.
That's very true if it's not spelled that way.
Exactly, right?
I don't know.
And why do so many people say Bernstein if it's not spelled like
that? Well, maybe when your brain is developing, you don't. Maybe you can't recognize A-I-N's as anything.
And E-I-N's.
And E-I-N's are the same.
What's the difference between maybe. E-I-N's and A-I-N's? They're the same or something. I don't know.
Braden
don't know.
Called pizza what? Zappy or something until he was like 5. Because you couldn't tell him what it was. You know, you tell him it was pizza.
Yeah.
Because he can't talk because he's small.
He's small. What's the name of this Warner Brothers animated series? The Looney Tunes.
Tunes.
How do you spell the word tunes at the end of it?
It's T-U-N-E-S.
That is correct.
Yes, I know that one.
What's the name of this popular HBO series? Sex blank blank city. Is it Sex and the City or Sex in the City?
And the City. With the and symbol.
Really?
With the and symbol.
Yeah. That's that. You were right.
Yeah.
It's the and. It's not with the and symbol. Sex and the City, though.
My wife's just
you
started.
You were correct.
My wife, first of all, that was a big show late 90s when I was growing up. And also, my wife just started rewatching that like a couple of weeks ago. Because she's been watching. I was like, this is the dumbest show I've ever seen in my life. I was like, for the love of God, don't watch this in the living room.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
According to BuzzFeed, if you get less than 10 out of the 15 on the Mandela quiz, you're probably living in an alternate universe right now.
How many did I get?
You scored 6 out of 15.
That's bad. It's not good.
You scored better than 34% of all other quiz
That's
takers.
That's it? So I'm below average.
Yeah.
I'm not even mid. I'm just below average. Not even middle.
Not sugarcoating it. That's yep, fine. You're right.
I feel like part of that was my age. Associate. You know, I'm 36. I don't watch a lot of TV. Yeah. I don't know a lot about product placement. I disagree with you, BuzzFeed.
Well, and that's the thing, though, man. That's the Mandela effect. The idea of it, like that's the whole idea of it, is that you have an idea of what something is from back in the day, and then you go through it, and it's like
you just—that's what you believe to be true, like, regardless on if it is or not. Just if because it is or isn't. Maybe it's something that you were introduced to as a child, like you said, Berenstain Bears, or certain other things. You just roll with it and believe it to be fact. Yeah, it's an interesting theory. Like I said, maybe down the road we can do a larger episode on it or something.
I think that's a good
down
idea.
The road would be a good one to tackle, I think. For sure.
I did have another idea for an episode that we should do over MK Ultra and whether or not you believe in it.
I don't even know.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay. Yeah, we can get into that.
But just throwing that out there. But are you ready to wrap this up?
Yeah, we can wrap her on up.
Cool.
In the end, we
like we always do.
So, Pete, do we have we looked at enough stuff here to determine that Nicolas Cage and Keanu Reeves are in some way, let's go ahead and throw John Travolta in there too. Are they in some way defying the laws of biology and time, and are they just existing through centuries and centuries? They look like people from a ways ago. That's a pretty big fact.
They look like people. They sound like people. It's ridiculous. It's like the real people.
Yeah, I mean, the video game company went in the future, apparently, and literally found one of them. So, I mean, that's all you need to tell me.
Instead of going in the future, I think they should have spent more time on fixing the bugs in their video game. I'm just saying.
All that time spent on that time machine to go look at could you make the cars work or just
All that money you spent on that you could have put into hiring more people to fix this game. I'm just saying you didn't have to have it that accurate. Whatever. But since you threw John Travolta in there, I think it might be in no way.
Branch of Scientology that explains them? I don't know a lot about Scientology.
Well, we don't want to talk about them very much because, hey Scientology, you keep doing you,
and we'll just keep doing us.
We'll keep doing us. Yeah. We have not said anything negative towards you. And
no,
you guys
we've not.
Do your thing.
I was just curious.
Do your thing. Just asking.
Coexist.
If potentially that it might be a part of it. And if it's not, then cool. It's just a question. That's it. Nothing more. We don't want any problems, Scientology. Leave us alone. Jesus. if we don't put out another episode, then Scientology got us. Do you believe in any of this nonsense?
I generally just think Keanu Reeves is a nice guy. Two, if immortality existed, Nicolas Cage would just ran off, reinvented himself. He wouldn't have done all these fantastic movies to help pay back these taxes, on some of these. He wouldn't have done that. And then John Travolta is Nicolas Cage. Is what we'll, that's obvious.
Yeah, obviously. That's the only part I do believe, is that the two of them switched in real life, and now they're just being each other.
Yeah. But I don't...
It's a really weird way to do wife swap, but it works.
It definitely is. Yeah, it's a fun theory, but obviously, obviously,
of course we don't believe it.
Of course we don't believe it. But how fun would that be if just old Nicolas Cage and Keanu Reeves were just, and John, I just keep throwing John Travolta in there. I think
John Travolta's listening to this, like, just leave me alone, goddammit. I don't have nothing to do with this.
I think all we really learned is that we're never going to see Nicolas Cage in Tucson, Arizona. And we need to look and see if he has any vacation homes in Pittsburgh. So I think that's really the takeaway from this.
We know that Nicolas Cage also will not be seen in any good movies either. So there's that's another one.
Hey. Oh, my God. Yeah, I actually enjoyed Ghost Rider. Not going to lie. Just because I'm a Nicolas Cage fan. Like, it didn't bother me.
I didn't watch it because it looked so bad.
It's a Nicolas Cage movie. That's all you got to say.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So with that being said, we're going to head out now. Yep. So once again, we are at WT Conspiracy on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Our email address, which we have yet to have a single email come through. So if you are listening to us, please somebody email us.
Anybody. Like, somebody email
us. And I'm saying confidently, somebody who we are not friends with or related to, somebody random.
Tell you what, please email us. You email us and give us a short phrase to say, as long as it's kid friendly or appropriate. We'll shout out your phrase on the thing on the next episode.
Yeah,
we'll go ahead and throw it out there.
We'll talk about your email.
I'll work it in there somewhere. I'll work it in somewhere in my research or conversation.
And this is our show, so we want to read your whole email. We could do that,
That's true.
And we'll be smart too. We'll only give your first name or your online moniker or something. Because if you said my first name, it would be like everybody in the world would know it anyways. So it's like, shoot, bros. Anyways, so we are WTConspiracy@gmail.com. If you are listening on a finger gun, if you are listening to us on a finger gun, then please check us out. If you're on YouTube, give us a like, give us a comment. We thank you for everybody who has been commenting lately. A lot of comments have been coming through on our stuff. Aaron L. says thumbs up to us. Let's see. Oh, hey, do you want me to mention that comment that was amazing?
Which one?
Excuse me. It was from our Hollow Earth. Excuse me, Hollow Earth video.
Oh, that the really long one? Yeah, go ahead. Throw it out there. Yeah, we had a comment where somebody... somebody really put in some time, on this comment right here. Really, what was the context of it? Like, they're giving us some actual evidence on how it could be true. Was that
theoretical evidence of it? There's not a clear theoretical model for the Hollow Earth. The Agartha map makes us think of Earth as a thick eggshell. This is misleading. The model should be an apple. Here are the reasons for the hypothesis. And then there's a link to a video on YouTube about that. And then in the end, it says a lot more stuff than that. So awesome. And conclusion, is it possible a hollow earth in reality? Yes, but the theoretical model is not what is usually presented in alternative research media. The polar regions are the main candidates for inner world, but their size would be limited due to gravity and tectonic movements.
That's a lot to take in.
I had a nice response to him. I said, nice, science. So, you know, like, thank you. Thank you, though.
I will admit.
To that person who did comment that.
He may have done a little more research than me. On his response compared to what I did for the video.
He did. Me reading that, just the part that I read, was more research on that than I did for the video also. So, I mean, it was great. But we've had all sorts of comments on our, what is it? YouTube. So
TikTok,
thank you very much. Yep, make sure you're hitting the like. Make sure you're hitting the subscribe, all that stuff. Blah, 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 blah. Make sure you comment. If you're on... listening on any of the crazy amount of platforms that we are on, any of the 12. Did I ever tell you that we have somebody who listens to us on radio.com?
Do we?
Yeah, we sure do.
Sweet.
46% on Apple Music, 35% on Apple or Google Podcasts, 7% on Spotify, 3.6% on Amazon,
and 7% higher. I really figured Spotify. I did too. Higher. But then I think about like my wife and then all her friends and then like other people and, you know, just the people I know, I'm the only one with a, with an Android phone. So I guess that would make sense. I don't know. I don't like the operating system. I've always liked Android better. Samsung.
And here's something that blew my mind as well. Devices. How do you think people listen to us? Have you checked this out?
I've looked at it. It's mostly mobile, isn't it? I mean, mostly phones, not a lot of... Really? What are they... No. Is it... What?
Currently, this is also over the past 7 days, I think. Yes, I'm pretty sure it's just over the past 7 days. Yeah. It is 92.9% on desktop.
That's that guy in New Zealand. He's listening to us.
New Zealand sitting on his desktop. Why is like, this working? Is some good stuff. Well, like, I can't do an accent. Yeah, that was not an attempt of an accent either, just so you know.
He's listening to it just to, like, probably while he's working or doing whatever he's doing around the house. Or maybe it's at his office, you know, like with you.
Or sit down intently, just like, let's go, listen.
Just
yes,
really,
so good.
Really paying attention. Really trying to get the facts in. Really trying to get the facts in.
Yeah, all of them. All
but regardless, whatever, however, why ever you're listening to us or... We appreciate it. Hopefully, why ever. I know how words work. Okay, yeah, why ever?
I have a relative idea. Yank. But yeah, like we said, if you're on any of the many platforms, please hit us with a 5-star for the review, because that 5-star review helps us with the algorithm to be shown, I guess, more often. Mm-hmm. I don't know, something like that, but. Next episode that we do will be over Urban Legends by State Part 2.
Yep.
And also, next episode that we do will be episode 10, and it will be done from Sleepyville.
Yep. We'll be in the same place when we do the next one. So
we will. It's going to be crazy. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to do some fiddling to see if we can make it work properly and be in the same room. I don't know how that works, but...
We'll figure it out. I mean, we've got my stuff. I don't know what of yours you're bringing. I'm pretty sure like all your stuff. So I'm sure we can figure it out. You know.
Yep. So, you ready for this? You ready for the end?
No. Yeah. Go.
If we didn't do a good job this time,
maybe we will next time.
Yes. Great job. All right, everybody. Thanks for watching. We appreciate it very much. Thank you. Bye.